This is your WAUK Daily News Roundup for the Shaw, 101.1 FM and 540 AM in Waukesha.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Milwaukee and Waukesha County leaders say they are frustrated after federal officials turned down more disaster help. President Trump's administration approved money for people but denied extra aid for repairing public infrastructure. Milwaukee County Executive David Crawley called that decision extremely disappointing, saying counties are now left to cover millions in damage to roads and parks. Waukesha County Executive Paul Farrow says he appreciates the help people have received but supports the state's appeal for more. Governor Tony Evers says he will fight to get Wisconsin every dollar it deserves. Milwaukee's biggest road project in decades is getting started this week, and you better get used to it. Construction starts this week on the I-94 East-West rebuild, a $1.7 billion effort stretching over 7 years. The plan calls for wider lanes, redesigned interchanges, and removal of part of the Holly Road exit. The DOT says all lanes won't fully be reopened again until 2032. It's all news all morning from 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. The state food assistance program helps 236,000 people in Milwaukee, but that assistance could soon run out. Payments will likely stop Saturday amid the federal shutdown, pushing more family towards local food pantries. The Hunger Task Force is buying extra food but warns the gap could force some to skip meals or delay rent payments. Police in Saukville are trying to figure out more about a deadly accident yesterday outside the local Walmart. Rescue teams found a 50-year-old woman who had been hit by a car and later died. Right now, investigators aren't saying much about what happened or who was involved. And a sweet Wisconsin tradition is back for the holidays. We Energies will hand out its annual cookie book in Milwaukee Saturday at American Family Field, then again November 11th at the Waukesha County Expo Center. The 2025 edition includes favorite recipes collected from customers across the state. It's part of a 97-year tradition that began to promote electric baking back in the 1920s. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at WAUKradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The Packers shut down the Steelers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from Pittsburgh, where the Packers beat the Steelers 35-25. Green Bay fell behind 16-7 at the half. Quarterback Jordan Love.
You know, when we came in the locker room at halftime, you know, the message was that we just weren't finishing. We weren't executing our plays and we weren't locked in on doing the everybody's 111. So, you know, there's plays to be made, and I think we just weren't executing those and we weren't able to stay on the field. So, you know, I think the first half went by really fast for us as an offense. We had one scoring drive. And so I think the message was just do your job, lock in, and execute.
At one point, Love had completed 20 consecutive passes. Aaron Rodgers on why the Steelers' offense stalled in the second half.
Yeah, we had too many penalties, too many negative yardage plays, and then I wasn't accurate enough on third down, and we weren't creating enough space. But we'll look at the film, and you know, we'll get better, and we got a good team coming in next week.
NBA. The Bucks with a loss on the road to the Cavaliers, 118-113, despite Giannis with 40 points. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
That's your WAUK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WAUKradio.com.